from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Bears Report with Mark Grody.
One more floose. Eat your heart out, Daniel Norris, because Matt Eberflus, your boy Grody, was rolling on this, and it has to do with movies.
What's your favorite movie, man?
I got a lot of good movies. Probably Forrest Gump.
My very best girl, Jenny.
No. Hot Jenny? You locked that down? Oh, I gotta get to the bottom of that. Hot Jenny, girl, where are you at?
She's in heaven with mama.
You have any friends that aren't dead?
Lieutenant Dan.
Hey, where's he at? Stand up, man.
That is the most floose answer ever.
That's a fun movie.
I mean, honestly... If we would, I wish you would have said, Floose tells us his favorite movie. Everybody guess. I feel like one of the four of us hits Forrest Gump.
Any given Sunday.
Got a lot of good movies. Probably Forrest Gump.
Best Picture, 94. Fantastic, if you ask me. I got beef though. I rewatched it. Movies get different as you watch them, like later in life. And I got beef with one of the characters, Mrs. Gump, specifically, played wonderfully by Sally Field, who's Tom Hanks's mother in that movie, and a love interest in a movie 4 years earlier. So, little movie magic.
That Tom Hanks, see? It was the Tom Hanks effect, you know?
Hello.
All right, good afternoon.
My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Do you want a chocolate?
I don't know.
I could eat about 1.5 million of these.
Everything's looking where it is, in terms of good.
My mom always said...
What's that?
My mom always said...
What's that?
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates.
Meaning what?
You never know what you're gonna get.
Words are awesome. I love words.
Those must be comfortable shoes.
Yeah, that's... I'm not gonna comment on that.
One, two, three, and here we go.
Some people like Chris Emma.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
We're some of those people.
5 o'clock on the Parkins and Spiegel Show, live from Wrigley Field. The show today brought to you by Bosch Power Tools, what hard workers deserve. Following up an absolute masterpiece from Chris Danahill, imagining a Forrest Gump, Matt Eberflus conversation is just perfect. This is big. Emma, we appreciate you, sir. The big story, of course, each and every one of these Bears reports, how did Caleb Williams look in practice?
Yeah, good to be with you guys. It's been notable what we've seen so far of Caleb Williams. It's taken what really the observations we've all seen from film at USC and now entering this next level. It's translating, right? The processing level, what we've continued to hear, what I've heard personally from people around the league is that he's going to be, from day one of the best processing quarterbacks in the NFL. It's noticeable the way he does it. He goes through his progressions quickly. He climbs the pocket naturally. He gets the ball out in rhythm and in timing the way that a play is designed to be. It's different, and you can see it. It strikes you when you're watching in practice, whether it's 7-on-7 or a 2-minute drill, whatever it may be. Caleb Williams and his performance has been clear to us.
Wow, that's the stuff right there, the processing. Could ask some generalities about that, but to Danny's point, what about today specifically? Yesterday, there was a fourth down completion and the 2-minute drill to set up what would have been a game-winning field goal for Cairo Santos. How did it go today, especially in the crunch time they do at the end of every practice?
Yeah, same kind of deal. Today was the defense's day. They were able to kind of stifle the offense a little bit down the stretch. But Caleb did have his moments. And play of the day to me was a play earlier in practice in which Caleb Williams found Tyler Scott, who found a seam down the left sidelines and hit him in stride. Scott kind of lost his footing. Otherwise, that would have been a long touchdown. But it was a great throw from Caleb Williams. Clearly, the ability to recognize that his guy got open in coverage and was able to pull the trigger on that. And Tyler Scott's had a couple moments so far early in training camp, which is good to see.
Who told you that on the national level that Caleb Williams will be one of the best processing quarterbacks in the league? Because that's heady stuff, Chris.
Yeah, let's call it a league source. You know, talking with people leading up to the draft, people who have been scouting him, and people who understand what Caleb Williams can do at the NFL level.
That's the stuff that we became convinced, at least I did, was not in Justin Fields' wheelhouse. That's the big
difference. That's why he's not here.
That's
right?
The big difference,
that's,
yes.
That's why he's not here, and he's not starting in Pittsburgh at this point. One more thing on Caleb before we get to the sound, Emma. The highlight of him rolling left and jumping and throwing back across his body and doing some of that Mahomes stuff, I love that they're doing that by design. I don't want any of that coached out of him. Yeah, it might lead to some mistakes, but it also, to me, represents the ceiling. How much, if at all, are you seeing that in the portions of practice that you're viewing?
Yeah, I mean, you've seen some of those moments. You've seen some of that where Caleb is kind of, for lack of a better term, freestyling to get the ball out or to make a play that he needs to do. And look, like, you're exactly right, Danny. This is the time where you see what you can and can't get away with. And the mistakes are okay. He's going to throw interceptions. He's going to have passes that he's going to want to have back in a game. But it's July. You're able to see what you can do. And yeah, don't coach that out of him. Let him be Caleb Williams. You know what he can and can't do out there. And you feel really good about, he can have some of those Mahomes moments. It's going to be really fun if he is doing those on a Sunday.
Chris, Emma doing the thing today after Bears camp and the Bears practice, in for Mark Grody with us here on Parkins and Spiegel. We'll get nuggets and tidbits towards the end, but start us off with the defensive line, a very important guy in Jervon Dexter, Chris.
Yeah, my pick to click for Bears camp and really going into the season is Jervon Dexter. We got to hear from him today. He showed up for the offseason program looking noticeably slimmer. And it is that time of year, right? Talking about best shape of their life and that kind of thing. We all kind of roll our eyes. But I think in this case it really matters because Jervon Dexter was a guy coming from Florida. He had to adjust from a two-gap scheme to one-gap assignment, really firing off the football. He was not explosive the way that he wanted to be. He struggled at times with his assignments. He wasn't really comfortable. It all started to click late last season for him, and then he shows up at training camp in very good shape and really feeling more explosive to get off the line. So we got to hear from Jervon Dexter today. He showed up at camp a couple days ago running the defensive end conditioning test. He talked about it as almost kind of marathon shape, what he was looking for. Here's Jervon Dexter on why and how he was able to make those changes.
I've noticed that the good ones can do it one or two plays, but the ones that end up, that go down as great ones are consistent in being able to play one through fourth quarter. So that's why.
Make changes to your diet too?
I did, yeah.
What did you do?
I leaned out some things. I took out some things. I took out like late night snacks. So, for example, if there was something that I usually have later at the night while I'm running up to bed, I would probably cut it out or do something that was a little healthier for me. So things like that.
How different do you feel?
Say it again, please.
How different do you feel?
A lot different. Yeah, I feel like I can move around easier. I can go longer. So I feel a lot different.
What was the toughest thing to cut back on and take out?
I would say that late night snack, man. It's different things that I would eat, and I just like, man, I'm like, one honey bun won't hurt me, and right. So yeah, just I cut that out, and now I feel a lot better.
Damn, good for him, man. That honey buns are good. they're really, really good.
Yeah,
and they're especially
delicious.
Good late at night. I don't know what it is. Things taste better late at night.
It's the THC. I think that's what it is.
That's Parkins, Danny right there.
I think that's what it is. I'm not saying that about Dexter.
Oh, wait, yeah, it's legal. Yeah, it's totally legal.
All right, but that's
good stuff. And wanting to be a guy who can do it first quarter through the fourth quarter is a smart goal to have.
Yeah, I mean, you rotate right along the defensive line, obviously. It's a grueling position. You're being blocked by multiple 300-pound guys every snap that you're out there.
And you got to be the quickest guy on every one of those snaps. That's the goal.
And then you got to chase down the ball carrier. So you sprint towards the quarterback, and then if the ball gets thrown behind you, you got to chase down the play from behind. And the monetary aspect of it, you haven't been paid yet. And so if you're going to be a professional athlete, you can have honey buns when you're retired at 35. You know, so... like, that guy got second-round money. It's good money, obviously. None of us would turn down that salary.
That next contract could buy a lot of honey buns.
Yeah, the next contract is, you know, if you're a disrupting, like if he hits the goals that he set for himself that we saw in that social media post around OTA or minicamp, where it was, you know, Pro Bowl, All-Pro, what do you remember the specifics? I want to say it was like 8 sacks and 15 tackles for loss or something. I mean, if he hits those numbers, that's $20 million a year plus salary type of production at that position. So, I mean, Chris Jones got over $30 million. So, you know, it's the type of thing where, you know, yeah, cut out the honey buns, Emma.
Yeah, look, I mean, Ryan Poles was not – thank you, I appreciate that. Ryan Poles was part of scouting Chris Jones in Kansas City. That was a second-round pick to the Chiefs, who became, as you mentioned, one of the premier defenders in all the NFL. I think they see Jervon Dexter being that kind of guy. Maybe not Chris Jones level, but being that kind of mainstay. Matt Eberflus has referred to that position, that three technique spot, as the engine that drives that defensive identity. It is paramount for Jervon Dexter to be getting off the football fast. And anytime you ask Matt Eberflus, what does he need to do to become that guy? That's the first thing he says. It's the get off. It's the explosiveness. Jervon Dexter thinks it's there now. He feels good right now. Now we're going to see a couple days now. They put on the pads. He's going to be going full speed. He's going to be getting at some veteran guys up front. You're going to really be able to see whether it translates or not, whether this is one of those July stories that just kind of gets forgotten, or whether this truly is a stepping stone towards something more for him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops, and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You know, Montez Sweat is the truth, and it's interesting to think about how the whole defensive line kind of functions based off his threat. What are they going to do for additional pass rush? What is the idea of how they're going to manufacture pass rush without another edge rusher of consequence at this point?
Yeah, I thought it was notable speaks last week that when we did hear from Ryan Poles, he spoke about it before he could even be asked about, saying we really like our defensive ends, we like our pass rush, we're going to be exploring, doing due diligence, but we like the group that's there. And I do believe that's the case. Speaking with people around the league, the Bears have not been super active in exploring that defensive end market yet. There's a guy out there, and his name is Yannick Ngakoue, who had 4 sacks for them last year. He's once again waiting deep into free agency, and he signed last year in August, and it's going to be the case likely again for him. But my understanding is the Bears have not engaged in that negotiation. They've not been looking for Yannick Ngakoue, and they like what they have with DeMarcus Walker, and they really like what the potential of Austin Booker, in addition to a guy like Jacob Martin, who they signed in free agency. But got to hear from Eric Washington today, the defensive coordinator, about how this whole pass rush can really work as one. His vision for that group, here's what Eric Washington had to say.
What my vision, I mentioned the very first day I walked into this room, that we want to build the best pass rush in the NFL, and that means a pass rush that's consistently effective and that can be relied upon with just 4 guys you know, affecting the quarterback, hits, sacks, sack fumbles, making the quarterback throw off schedule so we can take advantage of the exceptional secondary that we have. And so there's an individual component to that, and then there's the group component. They have to rush together. They have to understand how to communicate, how to install and affect the different rush concepts that we believe will fit that particular situation. And we got to be relentless. We have to be relentless. And I'm seeing that right now, some really positive signs of that as we've gotten through the first four practices.
Good choice to highlight that guy. His coaching, his teaching, his organizing, his motivation, it matters a great deal for this team. So what's the takeaway from that, them all rushing together and kind of the unified approach? It sounds like a coach 'em up thing, which obviously is going to matter.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big hire, right, Emma? They're putting a lot – that's the spot where they've probably invested the least, and so they need the most out of coaching. Is that a fair characterization?
I'm with you, absolutely. And Eric Washington's background is in coaching the defensive line. He knows what he's doing with that group. He's developed some really good young offensive linemen into becoming premier players in this league. And when you talk about a guy like Javon Dexter, it's not just Travis Smith who's the defensive line coach. Eric Washington is going to be a key part of that development. And more so when you look at that group as a whole now. You talked about Montez Sweat, the way that he drew attention, the way that offensive lines had to focus on him. Eric Washington's going to know, how do you play off that? How do you isolate a guy like a Dexter or Pickens or whoever it may be off the pressure and the attention that Sweat's getting, and create a four-man pass rush based off that? So I think Eric Washington is going to be a very important figure alongside Matt Eberflus. Eberflus clearly has a lot of trust in him, and I think he's going to be really imperative, a key part in developing this defensive front for this group.
Hey, Chris, have you seen or heard talk of Zach Pickens getting much work outside? I wonder how much Eric Washington would be interested in that.
I'm not yet. That's a guy I'm curious about. Like, he was the first pick in the third round a couple of years ago. This is a high draft pick, a guy they're really expecting a lot from. And we have been talking about a lot about Dexter, and rightfully so. But Pickens is a guy who should be making that kind of leap as well.
So on the offensive line, Darnell Wright is before this most recent class, it was the highest draft pick of Ryan Poles. What did we get from him today?
Darnell Wright, he spoke about Caleb Williams and what he's been able to see so far of the Bears' rookie quarterback, and he can relate. He's been in Caleb Williams' shoes before, as that young guy who's trying to step in and really kind of master every bit of his assignment. It's different from a tackle compared to a quarterback, but he understands the struggles that Caleb Williams endured with the cadence part. He sees that all gone now. He sees Caleb Williams really in full control and command of what he needs to do. Here's Darnell Wright.
Yeah, he's doing a really good job. You know, it's always hard. Even I remember my first year just getting the cadence. I mean, I know I'm not the one saying it, but just keying into it, it's a totally different thing from college, from what you did in college. So, you know, it does take a while to get that. But I think he's done a good job just because he's controlling the huddle. He's getting everybody. He's the, you know, kind of the general or whatever of the huddle to get everybody on the same page. So I think he's doing a great job. He's definitely improved a lot, even since when we came back.
It's interesting to hear Darnell Wright talking like a veteran. You know, I still think of him as this kid that they like went down and before the draft, and Ryan Poles put him through that massive test physically and everything, and still learning and everything. But now it's year two, kid. What you got?
He's got a high ceiling, man.
Yeah, he does.
But you know what I mean? What he showed, just it's rare for a rookie to show like look as good in pass blocking and run blocking. Like he showed some abilities at times to be dominant in both. I think that guy's a lock for a second contract with the Bears, and I will be floored if he isn't looked at as a very, very good, like top five right tackle in the game kind of player.
While we've been on, the Vikings have done a new contract with Christian Darrisaw.
Darrisaw, yeah.
It's Christian Darrisaw, the left tackle, $77 million guaranteed for the left tackle, $113 overall, as they buy out the last 2 years of his rookie deal. So keep working there, Darnell.
Yeah. Right, yeah, 77 guaranteed, 2 years left.
Yep.
So that's 44 guaranteed. Yeah, he can get it. Darnell, because there's not, you know, there still is a left tackle premium, but it's not as much. Right, right tackles are getting big money too.
Yeah, they are.
At this point in the game.
Who played center today? Chris?
Yeah, it was Coleman Shelton's day at center. They continue to rotate day by day, so it'll likely be Ryan Bates on by that point on Thursday when they get back to work. They are intent on this. They are really set on keeping this rotation going. I asked Shane Waldron yesterday, when do you want to have competition really shift to continuity and have that guy Caleb Williams knows is his starting center? And he kind of left it open-ended and say they want to let this thing play out. My belief really is that I think they're still wondering what they have at guard. And if Tevin Jenkins and Nate Davis can stay healthy, be available, and be what they believe they have in those two guys when they're out in the field. Bates is certainly your guy who slides over to guard, and Shelton at center. If you are missing either Jenkins or Nate Davis, they've both been out there so far, but they both missed a lot of camp last year, so that's obviously something they want to keep an eye on.
All right, delicious Bears nuggets from Chris Emma.
Oh, they're so good.
They're so good.
Yeah. Keenan Allen, Mercedes Lewis each had a Veterans Day today. Lewis is 40, as you know. He took Veterans Day each Thursday during the course of last regular season. Curious to see if Keenan Allen, who's 32, may have a built-in Veterans Day or not, but they each were on the sidelines today, being around their teammates. We mentioned that two-minute drill, which the defense was able to prevail in over the offense. Eric Washington referred to that as a gut check, talking about the importance of that for a defense in those moments. And lastly, today was community day at camp. Local organizations were out on hand. The first practice for ticketed fans will be Friday, and that's also when the team will go in full pads for the first time.
Wow, full pads on Friday. Here we go. And FanFest not going to happen this year because of the Hall of Fame game and the reworked schedule. So tell us a little more about the community day today. What do we have? We had causes out there and such.
I believe it was local football teams, local high school teams and youth teams out there. I saw a lot of kids in football jerseys out there, and it was a great atmosphere. People were fired up, and you could feel the energy. Obviously, with a guy like Caleb Williams, like, there's people who are really excited to be out there and embracing the idea that this could be the start of something.
You know when else I could feel the energy? Was in this Bears report.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Emma brought it.
He did. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
That's Chris Emma with a great report from Hallis Hall. As you
cut out the honey buns, Emma.
What the hell?
My bad about that.
Yeah.
Bears training camp
so
is on
direct. Hallis Hall. Tanny, one more time in the clear. Go ahead. That's beautiful.
Cut out the honey buns, Emma.
Seriously. I mean, my God, what a bad guy. On the air. On the air you did that. It's one thing. You walk up to a guy and you bully him. You know? Who said bullying is good yesterday?
I think it was me. Cut out the honey buns, Emma.
I think I was saying it in conjunction with...
You're talking about it for Jervon Dexter.
Yeah.
But it sure sounded like a direct attack on a colleague. It really did. You can't even defend yourself.
No, I can't. I can't. I can't. I'm summarizing. I was doing your counsel summary. Oh, God. Bears training camp is underway. Mark Grody's next installment of Training Camp Live is tonight, 6 to 6:30 on the score, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com, the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Bears. And speaking of Craig Counsell, if you missed our conversation with Nico Horner or Counsell, they happened earlier today. You can go back and listen in the rewind feature, something you can only do in the Odyssey app. Search 670 The Score, tap earlier today to get started.
Counsell, as always, was, you know, a roller coaster of emotions and tension.
It was just electric. It was
Yeah.
It was laugh a minute.
There were some laughs in there.
No, I agree.
There was some very, very interesting stuff. Nico today was just phenomenal. I mean, on the outside chance that they end up trading Nico Horner, I just want to say, if that was our last weekly hit with that dude, you know?
Don't even do that to us.
I just did it.
Don't put that into the atmosphere.
I don't want it to be the case.
I know you don't.
I don't want them to trade that guy. Dude's hitting freaking laser beams. He's got some Dustin Pedroia in him since the 1st of June. Number one in line drive percentage in all of MLB. Guy's hitting lasers. And he's, a terrific defensive.
Well, how could you say that?
I know. I'm sorry.
We should have acknowledged that it could have been our last one with him.
I'm doing it now.
Yeah, but hey.
I mean, he'll answer the phone.
Exactly.
He's got to talk to his opposite field spirit animal, Shane Reardon, for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I couldn't hear. Did you guys talk to him about
I mean, the comparison that we're the same hitter at the start of the interview?
Oh, multiple at the start and end.
We led the interview.
Yeah, all right, good. Yeah, you led the interview, buddy.
He referenced it back when we talked about one of the possible fixes to get more offense in the game being to expand the foul lines, which Ben Lindbergh wrote about the other day. Nico said, you know, with all the way I'm hitting down the right field line, thanks to Shane, that's, you know, that'd be really good for me.
Great. So, I'm glad he's listening, finally.
Yeah.
Bum.
Whoa.
You think he'd still do the weekly if he was a Mariner?
If the Mariners let him, yeah. For sure.
I think he would too,
Maybe like a bi-weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would do
every
it.
Other week when we don't have
He's
counsel.
Not going anywhere. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
No,
I don't think he's going
I talked to Jed earlier.
Good.
Yeah,
I said Mike Salk and Brock Huard about that.
Whatever you do, do not trade Zach Remillard. That's what I went in there and said.
That's good.
That's good.
That's important.
That's good. By the way, when Chris Emma said that Ryan Bates was playing center, I thought he was about to say Ryan Pace was playing center.
No. Pad level's terrible.
Yeah, no, it's a horrendous pad level.
No, not good at all. Doesn't do a good job of identifying the mic. Speaking of Jed, though.
Speaking of identifying the mic.
He identified some realities about his future next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.